title game. But right now, joined by Baylor and really ours as well, John Morris, voice of the Bears, and does a show with us every morning from 9 until 10. And earlier today was announced as the Texas Sportscaster of the Year, Co-Sportscaster of the Year. John, you're talking about in a group of names that are including, I'm sure, as you grow up and the names you learn, the history of Kern Tips and many others. What does today's honor mean to you?
Well, guys, I appreciate you having me on. Thanks very much. It is very humbling, number one, because you're right. You look at that list of guys who have won that award in the state of Texas and then nationally, and, you know, I'm not sure my name belongs with them. So that's what makes it so humbling, is because there are so many great, great broadcasters in our state, and humbling is the best word I can come up with right now.
So when you got the news, what was your reaction?
I cried. So Dave Gorin is the head of the National Sports Media Association that does this, and it was actually Saturday a week ago he was calling all the state winners. And that was the day we played Texas at home that night. And so Terry and I were out, and she was shopping, and I happened to be sitting in the car when Dave called. And I saw his name show up on my phone, and I thought, I wonder what this could be. And sure enough, you know, he told me that, co-winner along with Dale Hansen from Channel 8. And, I just kind of teared up when he told me that. And it means that much to me. It really does.
And it does. And here's the reaction we're getting right now from John Morris. Dale Hansen's reaction would be, and I've known him a long, long time, as you have, John. His reaction is like, well, who am I sharing this with?
You know? Right.
You know, exactly.
Why am I sharing this? Do you think humbling would be a word that Dale would use?
No. the finalist of this award, though, insanity. Dale Hansen, Eric Nadell. Hansen's won it 5 times. Nadell's won it 8 times. Brad Shams won it 12 times, and Craig Way, also the only other college broadcaster to win this award. Now John Morris joins him as well. That's pretty salty right there, J-Mo.
Well, and when I was found out I was one of the finalists with those guys, you know, I was over the moon with that, just to be in that group of finalists with those guys who have the greatest respect for all of them. You know, Craig certainly at Texas, and Brad and Eric and Dale, and just to be a finalist with them, I felt like I'd won already, you know, just by being a finalist. So to move on to the next step beyond that is really unbelievable.
Well, you're already in, you're only in the middle of the year so far, John, for you as basketball is you know only halfway done, really not even there yet. What has it been like to add this honor onto what has already been a kind of a crazy year doing play-by-play for Baylor?
Well, you know, I think part of it is, I think part of me winning this is the success of Baylor Athletics. You know, if you're kind of plodding along and doing games that nobody's listening to, nobody notices, you know. But I think if you're doing it at a level like this with programs like we have here at Baylor, I think that certainly gets you noticed more than otherwise. So the success of Baylor Athletics is a big part of this. And then obviously the guys and girls that I work with on all the other sports that I do. So, I think this fits right in with I'm pulling my weight a little bit. With everybody else doing so well around here, maybe I'm pulling my weight a little bit now.
John, what would Frank Fallon say?
I would think, I know Frank would be proud because I learned from him, and I always give him credit for everything that we do that is positive. And, I just think that what this does, it just continues the legacy that Frank started here at Baylor. And, again, it makes me proud anytime I have a chance to talk about Frank and what I learned from him.
Brad Sham, Eric Nadell, Vern Lundquist, of course, the name of Frank Lieber, Kern Tips. I'm not going to name everybody, but Gene Elston, Hansen, Mark Holtz, Ron Franklin, Craig Way, Mark Folwell. And those are just some of them.
Yeah, hard to believe, isn't it? I mean, it really is hard to believe. In this state, too. You know, they do state winners. They do a sportscaster and a sports writer in each state. But you think about in the state of Texas – you know, I thought that's why I thought being named a finalist is just huge, mm-hmm. and I thought I would never actually win the award because there are so many great broadcasters in this state.
Yeah, it's a hell of a deal, man. We're proud of you. Thank you, J-Mo.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate
you having me on. Thank you.
John Morris, voice of the Bears, named co-sportscaster of the year.